So Maseches Sanhedrin, as its name implies, deals with the laws of the Sanhedrin, or more specifically, the laws of Dayanim, the laws of Beis Din. Now, that's Pashut. Every society, every civilization has some form of a judicial system. In fact, Dinim is one of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, which suggests that it's something that is foundational in terms of being a part of a civilized world. Stating that, it's clear that the place of Sanhedrin in Jewish law was very, very unique. In fact, it took on a very spiritual, a very sacred element. The Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchas Sanhedrin, says, Mitzvah Saseishal Torah, Limnoi Shoiftim V'Shoitrin B'chol Medina U'Medina U'Bechol Plach U'Plach. There's a Mitzvah Saseh Dairaisa for the Yidden to appoint Shoiftim and Shoitrin in every single Medina and in every single community. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, it's the first Pasuk of one of the parashiyos in the Torah, Shoiftim V'Shoitrin Titein Lecha B'chol Sha'arecha. In fact, if you look at the Rambam in his Akdama, the Hilchas Sanhedrin. So the Rambam, as he always does, he lists all the mitzvahs, both asays and lois asays, that are going to be discussed throughout the course of this set of halachas. And the Rambam says, as it relates to Hilchas Sanhedrin, yesh bechlolon shloisha mitzvahs. There are 30 mitzvahs that are negeya the dayanim, that permeate the idea of Sanhedrin. Eser mitzvahs asay, 10 of them are mitzvahs asay, the esrim mitzvahs lois asay, and 20 of them are mitzvahs lois asay. But the point is that the laws of Sanhedrin isn't just something that you have to do because every functioning society needs a Sanhedrin. It's a mitzvahs asay shel Torah, and not just one mitzvahs asay, 30 mitzvahs asay. So almost 5% of the laws in the Torah are related to this idea of Sanhedrin, which suggests that the dinim of Sanhedrin aren't just laws. This is not just some judicial system where the Jewish world and population has to have some governing body. There's something kaddish. There's a mitzvahs aseh, a l'shem yichud diga component to this. And the question is, as an introduction to Masechta Sanhedrin, what is that? The Ramban, in his Pirush al HaTorah, in Parshas Baal Loischa, on the pasuk that says, Esfali shivim ish mizikne Yisrael. Now, we're going to see in the course of the Mishnah that there were different levels of batei dinim that governed Klal Yisrael. But the Beis Din, as in the Sanhedrin HaGadol, was made up of 71 members. Now the truth is, we'll see in the Mishnah, it's a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, whether the Sanhedrin HaGadol was made up of 71 members, or Rabbi Yehuda holds it was only made up of 70. But this is, of course, something everyone knows. I don't think I'm giving anything away by throwing it out there here in the introduction. The makar to the idea that a Sanhedrin was made up of 71 members is the pasuk where HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, Esfali shivim ish mizikne Yisrael. I want you to gather 70 of the elders of Klal Yisrael, and I want them to assist you in you being the manik of Klal Yisrael. Now the context is that the Yidden had just sinned twice in Parshas Baal Loischa. The first time was with regards to the Mesoininim. The pasuk says that the Yidden were complaining. What they were complaining about is not clear in the pasuk, but they were complaining, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was very upset about what happened. Vayishma Hashem, vayichar apoy, vativar bom ish Hashem, vatoichal b'ktzei ha-machna. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent a fire, and this fire consumed the ktzei ha-machna, and a lot of people died. Immediately afterwards, the pasuk says that the Yidden started complaining again, and this time the pasuk is clear what they were complaining about. They didn't like the man. They felt that every night you sit down for dinner, you have a menu, and you can order, and you can decide what you want and exactly how you want it prepared. Every single day it's mon, mon, mon. That's all we get. They complain. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu again got upset at Klai. So finally Moshe turns to Hashem. And Moshe tells Hashem, Ich ken shenish. What should I do? You gave me the shlichus. I didn't want al-chatchila. I took it begrudgingly. I took the Yidden out of Mitzrayim. We makabel the Torah. They're giving me a run for my money. This is not something that I am able to handle by myself. Something needs to be done. And it's in that context, I understand you shouldn't be doing this by yourself. I want you to go gather 70 members of the elders of the Yidden, and they should be together with you. And from now on, when I communicate my nevuah to you, I'm not just going to give it to you, but I'm going to impart that nevuah. And they're going to have a part of it. They're going to help you carry this load. You're not by yourself, Moshe Rabbeinu. I'm giving you 70 people to assist you. Says the Mishnah, as we're going to learn, that this pasuk is the makar that a Sanhedrin was made up of 71 members, because Moshe Rabbeinu plus these Esfali Shivim Mishmi Ziknei Yisrael together is 71. And even though the context over there was not 71 dayonim, it was more 71 leaders, 71 manhigin, Afal Pikin Chazal used this as the makar, as the source to this idea that a Bezdin is supposed to be comprised of 71 members. So on this pasuk, says the Ramban the following: Kvariskiru Rabbi Seinu Zuchayim Levracha Ki Shivim Umoisein B'Shivim Lashay. That in addition to Klal Yisrael, there are 70 nations. Each one of those nations speaks its own language, which means that there are not just 70 nations, there are also 70 languages. L'chol achas, for each one of these nations, Mazel B'Rokia, there's a constellation in the Rokia. This Sar Lamaila, and there's a Malach that's even above and beyond the Rakia. In other words, there are 70 nations, there are 70 languages, there are 70 Mazolois, and there are 70 Sarim, 70 Malachim. The Ramban, skipping a little bit, says, Va'amru ki pari achag yir mezubahem. That on Sukkis, the Yidden used to bring 70 parim as part of the karbonas that were brought during the course of the Yontif, and that number 70 is mechuvin to these 70 nations. Ubepirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, in Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, it says that Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'shivim malachim hasoivivim kisei kvoidei, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking and he's communicating with 70 malachim that surround his kisei HaKavod. So says the Ramban that you find this number 70 in many significant areas of the Torah. 70 nations, 70 languages, 70 mazalos, 70 sarim that correspond to the respective nations, the 70 karbonos that were born on Sukkis, and the 70 malachim that surround HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kisei HaKavod. Continues the Ramban, it's for that reason that when the Yidden went to Mitzrayim, that very first time, Yaakov Avinu, how many Yidden were there? It was Shivim Nefesh, Yordu Aviseinu, the Mitzrayim. Vetziva, says the Ramban, it's for that reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded the Mispar Hazeh B'Shoifti Yisrael. Then when the Yidden are going to create a Bezdin, you want to know how many members this Bezdin is going to be made up of? It's going to be made up of 70 shoiftim. And says the Ramban, let me tell you a little bit of a svara. Ki amispar hazeh, because this number, yichlol kol hadeyos, biyosoy koilol kol hakoichos. Because the number 70 includes in it all the different opinions, and not just that, all the different koichos, all the different human powers, v'lo yipole mehem kol dover. And if you're going to have 70 like this, you're going to have everything. So we know there are a lot of Jewish opinions. But the Ramban actually put a number. He says, you want to know how many opinions there are? There are 70. There are 70 ways of seeing something. That's the sight of the 70 nations, etc., etc. And leading all the way up to Masechta Sanhedrin, that is the inyan of having 70 Shoifti Yisrael. Because if you're going to have 70 Shoifti Yisrael, like this, you're going to have all the deyos, you're going to have all the koichos, v'lo yipole mehem kol dover, and like this, you have this confidence that when the Bezin sits down to look at a very important situation, they're going to get it right. They're going to get it right because they have all the viewpoints that you can possibly have. But then the Ramban continues. The Ramban says, V'hine Moshe al gabe shivin askenim. Moshe Rabbeinu was also part of this Esfali Shivin Mishmi Ziknei Yisrael. It was 70. In addition to that, there was also Moshe. Says the Ramban, Remez li Yisrael shu goyachad ba'aretz. Because Moshe Rabbeinu corresponds to Klal Yisrael, who's the goyachad ba'aretz, who's really the 71st nation. Says the Ramban, but I'm going to tell you even more than that. And that is, we find in the world of Kabbalah that there's a significance to the number 72. The most notable makar to the number 72 is the Shem HaGadol HaMefayrish of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is made up of Shivim Ushtayim, It's made up of 72 letters. And if that's the case, says the Ramban, it's Yitochin, that if you're going to have this Shlemus in the Sanhedrin, you don't just want to have 70, which is Mispar, Koladeyos, and it's Koil Kolakoychos. You don't want to just have the 70 plus someone that's going to be in charge of them, who's the 71st. You want to somehow hit the 72. Says the Ramban, you know how you hit the 72? The way you hit the 72 is because there's an idea of Elohim Nitzav Badaskel. And when the Sanhedrin comes together and they convene and they preside over a very important matter, not only are they there, there's a 72nd member. And you know who the 72nd member is? It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, literally. And it's for that reason you actually hit not only the number 70, not only the number 71, but you also hit the number 72. And then the Ramban goes on to say that it's for that reason that the Nevi'im spoke so harshly about judges that were corrupt and they took bribes and they didn't paskin the way they were supposed to. Because a Dayan has to realize that Elohim Nitzav Badaskel, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the 72nd member of the Beis Din, and because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there, so how do you have a right to go and be corrupt the when you're sitting on a Beis Din with one of the Chavri Beis Din, is Kutcha Berichu Alein. That's something that's terrible, and that's the Oymik and understanding Ivus HaMishpat. That's why it's like the worst thing in the world. And says the Ramban, that's a little bit of the soy that I'm going to explain to you as it relates to the number 70. And at the end of a very, very long piece, the Ramban says, that if you want to see more about this, this is not my first time talking about this, it's the second time. I already mentioned this in Parshas Ve'eleha Mishpatim. In Parshas Ve'eleha Mishpatim, also known as Parshas Mishpatim, right in the beginning of the Parsha, so the Pasuk talks about the Eved Ivri, who is a nirtza. So we know an Eved Ivri can be sold into slavery, but for a maximum of 6 years. What happens if after 6 years? So his master would bring him to Beis Din. He brought him to the door. So the Pasuk describes the Adon of this Eved Ivri taking his Eved Ivri and bringing him to Beis Din. And the word that the Torah used to describe Beis Din is V'higishay Adonav Elo Elohim. And the truth is that this word Elohim in Lashon Chol is the predominant word that the Torah uses to describe Beis Din. Adu Elohim, Yavod Varshneim, etc., etc. So the word Elohim means, that's Freit Ramban, why is it that the Torah uses the word Elohim, which is one of the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in Lashon Kodesh it would be Elohim, to describe Beis Din? You're taking a word with the essence of the word is Kutche Berichu, and you're using it to describe Beis Din, says the Ramban. Then I'm going to tell you the Yoimik. Lirmois. The reason the Torah chose this word is Ki Yio Elohim Iman Bedvar HaMishtab. Because the Torah is coming to be Megalotos. That when you go to Beis Din, you're not just going to Beis Din. You're going to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there together with the Beis Din. Hu Yatzdik for Hu Yarshia. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that's going to decide who should be righteous. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that's going to decide who should be guilty. That's the Oymek. Because it's true, you're going to Beis Din. You're not going to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're not going to the Kosel. You're not being going to the Regal. But in that Beis Din is the Shechina. In that Beis Din is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then the Ramban starts quoting Psukim in Tanakh from everywhere that brings out this point. He says, V'kachama Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu said in Parashas Dvarim, Ki amishpat le'loi kimhu. What did he mean? He meant because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was one of the members of the Beis Din. V'kachama Yehoshaphat in Divrei Hayomim, Ki lo'i wa'adam tishpatu, Ki la'shem v'imachem v'dvar mishpat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is together with you as it relates to the dvar mishpat. V'chein amir ha'kosov, David HaMelech said, Elohim nitzav ba'daskel bekerev Elohim yishpat. Says the Ramban, that's this inyan of Elohim being referred to as Beis Din, when the essence of the word Elohim is really Elohim, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In fact, the Ramban says, take a look in Parsha Shoiftim. The Pasuk says, V'amdu shnei anoshim ashel lohem oriv lifnei Hashem. Lifnei Hashem? Not going lifnei Hashem. What, they're standing in front of the Urim V'tumim? They're lifnei Hashem? What's lifnei Hashem? Shar Nikner. When you learn Kachim, you learn about lifnei Hashem. They're in court. The Torah says, because in court, Elohim Nitzav Badaskel, the Shechina is there, and because the Shechina is there, so on some level, they're actually lifnei Hashem. The truth is another place that Ramban talks about this. And this is in Parsha Shoiftim, on that Pasuk. And it's in the context of the halachas of Hazam. So we're all familiar with the idea of an Eid Zayman. Two Eidim walk into Beis Din, they say Eidus, and two other Eidim come and say that the Eidus that you're saying can't be true because Imanu Hayisem B'makom Ploini. So the halacha is, we trust the second pair of Eidim, not the first, even though it's a Trey U'Trey, Eid Zayman Chiddushu, and the halacha is that we punish the first pair of Eidim. What's the punishment? Whatever these two Eidim wanted should happen to the person that they were testifying about falsely is ultimately going to happen to them. There's a very well-known halacha. If you ever learned the first daf of Masechtas Makis, you're familiar with this halacha. Every yeshiva bachur knows this halacha. And that is kashazamam v'loy kasharasa. That the only time there's an oynish of kashazamam, that's only if the Eidim wanted to do what they wanted to. But let's say two Eidim walk into Beis Din, they testify, and Beis Din physically acted upon their Eidus. So then we say, Kasha Zama v'loy Kasha Rasa. And it's literally Hepech HaSvara. It makes no sense. It's contradicted by the first of the Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes Pem. It doesn't stem with Kal V'Chaymer, right? Madach, someone that only wanted something bad should happen, gets Vasisim le Kasha Zama Lasa Tzlachim. So if it was a Kasha Rasa, not Kasha Zama, how could it not be that way? Makis Tabeis, we all know the rate. Says the Ramban in Parsha that if you want to understand the Oymek, I'm going to tell you the Oymek. It's because we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits on a Beis Din. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu sits on a Beis Din, that means Beis Din can never get it wrong. It's impossible. Which means that if two Eidim walked into Beis Din and they testified about Ploini that he did something, and then Beis Din went and they acted upon it, they executed this person, they gave him Malkus, whatever it was, it must be that this person deserved this Einish. Because if the person didn't deserve this Einish, Beis Din cannot have executed upon it. Because at the end of the day, Beis Din is a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do something that's not supposed to happen. Kela Muna Ve'ein Avel Tzadik V'Yosheru. So if it was only a Kasha Zamam Safakar, it even looks like that a Kadosh Baruch Hu was purposely being Mesaviv the Sivuvim to save this person. Thus, we're going to trust the second pair of Eidim. But if it got to a point of kasharasa, by definition, what that means is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu went along with it. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu went along with it, it has to be that whatever they did was the righteous thing, and it knocks out the world of Hazama. And it's for that reason, although there's a parish of Hazama, it's only if it's kasharasa, it's not kasharasa. But the bottom line is, this Ramban, for sure, is the mafteach, it's the shlissel. It's the key to understanding a little bit what was so unique about the Jewish Beis Din and Befrat, the Sanhedrin. And that is Elokim Nitzav Badaskel. Because really, there's a secret member of every Sanhedrin. And that is Kuchibirichu Kaviyachu Ba'atzmai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one of the members of the Sanhedrin. In the Mishnah that we're about to learn right now, we're going to see it's a Machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. According to the Chachamim 71, what everybody knows, according to Rabbi Yehuda it's 70. But the truth is, in Pnimius, there's one other member. And that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's not 71, it's 72. It's not 70, it's 71, and because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there, because the Shechina is present in a Beis Din, so it's for that reason the whole idea of Beis Din takes on a whole other element. It's mechayiv the batei dinim to behave a certain way, not just because if they're going to be corrupt, so that means that you're going to have a world without law and order. Yeah, that too. That's why it's one of the seven Noahide laws. But you want to know why it's a mitzvah essay? You want to know why the Rambam says there's 30 mitzvahs, 10 mitzvahs essays, and 20 mitzvahs lois essays? It's because in addition to Sanhedrin being an integral component in law and order, and an integral component in having a functioning society, in addition to that, there's a very holy component to it, and that is Elokim Nitzavat Askel, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one of the Chavrei Beis Din. And without a question, that gives us a little bit additional insight. Just one ha'ara that I think is obvious, I'll pide this Ramban, and that is, where did the Sanhedrin HaGadol sit? They sat in the Lishkas HaGozes. They sat in the Makom HaMikdash. The Rambam in Hilchos Beis Abchira says that the reason the Sanhedrin sat in the Makom HaMikdash is because most of what the Sanhedrin was busy with was trying to determine Kayhanim. They have good yichus, they don't have good yichus, they're able to do the avoida, they're not able to do the avoida. So the kayhanim all dreidzich in the Makom HaMikdash. So it was just very practical for them to be in the Makom HaMikdash. Abul Lefid Ramban, there's an oymek over here. And that is, that really, how did the Sanhedrin work? They tapped into the Shechina. Elokim Nitzavat Askel. So if the koyach of the Sanhedrin, this haftacha that the Sanhedrin always gets it right, is predicated on what? Predicated on the fact that there's Ashrei HaShechina. So is there a more befitting place for the Sanhedrin to preside then in the Makom where the Hashrois Hashchina is the most manifest, and it's for that reason that the Beis Din HaGadol sat in the Lishkas HaGozes, they sat in the Makom HaMikdash, they sat in the Makom Hashrois Hashchina. Either way, just a little bit of a toyamer to get a little bit of a feel, literally from the words of the Ramban, from the words of the Rishonim.